cricket we have had the privilege of witnessing.
That was mighty!
American football or gridiron is not exactly a front page sport here in Australia, although the annual Super Bowl does create a bit of a stir every January, perhaps more for the halftime entertainment. But the sports governing body in the US clearly sees potential in Australia because the NFL has announced it will build a player academy here in Australia dedicated solely to identifying homegrown gridiron talent. The NFL Academy will be based on the Gold Coast and begins recruiting potential players over the coming summer. Wade Kelly is the CEO of Gridiron Australia. Welcome to you, Wade.
Thanks, Andy. Good to be here and talking all things American football.
Gridiron is huge in the United States. The figures, the watch viewership figures, particularly for Sunday night football, makes it, I think, the most watched entertainment property in the United States, full stop. I mean, it's the number one sport. The ratings are huge. It's a huge deal. Why haven't we seen more Australians on the field? And why is the NFL looking down under now for players for the future?
I think it's the same as any sport that starts to grow their global audience. They start to realise that, you know, they've exhausted all avenues in their own marketplace and now to look to expand, and that's happened with the players as well. And sport now is pretty global in the fact that players move countries readily, quickly, so the pathways are a lot easier for them now.
We've been known for our boot. There's been a sprinkling of Australian-born players in the NFL, mostly ex-AFL players used as specialist kickers who, to my knowledge, only come onto the field very briefly in terms of the, 3-hour runtime for a match. So why is now the time for the AFL to look more closely for other types of players? I mean, we've certainly got some big units in this country. Perhaps that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, for sure. And I think if you look at there's been a steady supply of players, you know, looking back to Colin Scott's went over there many years ago and then followed Jesse Williams. The Monster was a huge hit at Alabama and then Seahawks and won a Super Bowl. And then you've got Adam Gotsis that's been in the league now for this is going into his 10th season. Patrick Murtagh just signed with the Detroit Lions, come across code from AFL, Gold Coast Suns. Thomas Yasmin's just signed for the Denver Broncos, a tight end as well. So they're starting to realise there's not just the punters. I mean, the punters are great. There's been another four guys out of Pro Kick Australia that have gone now into the NFL this year to add already to the six they've got on roster. So, well, whilst the punters, the pipeline's really, really strong, the positional guys are starting to get recognised a lot more as well.
Jordan Mailata has been making his way into the NFLs via sort of lower grade rugby league in Western Sydney, and this has been a huge story. Must have been a bit of a marketing dream, if you like, for the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and Jordan's probably the shining light at the moment. He's certainly grabbing a lot of attention, particularly after the Super Bowl last year. Coming out of South Sydney Rugby League juniors and probably a little bit too tall, too big for NRL, found his niche in the NFL, and now he's on a salary that's worth three of the NRL salary caps of their top 30 squad. So it's a bit different, yeah, for sure.
Tell me about the state of gridiron competitions in Australia. I mean, I know universities have often had teams. What sort of local comps are there and how might they be able to provide what the NFL is looking for?
Yeah, look, there's been for 40 years. Gridiron Australia has been going around, but predominantly been focused on senior men's as guys come back from the US, fall in love with the game, or play a bit of Madden growing up, and they start to create their own clubs. I've started with these guys 18 months ago, and there's a huge shift to our junior players over the last couple of years, particularly that age 13 to 19. And there's a lot of, whilst you're seeing the top of the tree come out into the NFL at the moment, with guys like Thomas Yasmin and Pat Murtagh and Jordan, there's a lot of guys in college football and there's a lot of guys in American high school football that have come out of junior leagues here. So it's the biggest inquiry we have is actually under 11s to play tackle football in Australia. So over the next, there's going to be a lot of exciting stuff come for the juniors over the next 18, 24 months. It's just getting bigger and bigger.
Under 11s, that's young. I suppose the stewardship and mentorship of those young men is pretty important. And for a player that makes it through this academy here in Australia, what would happen next? Would they automatically get into teams in the States, or is it a matter, again, of being the best of the best?
Yeah, it's not automatic, but there's a lot of opportunities, right? So there's, you know, in Division I colleges alone in American football, there's 19,000 scholarships available, and they have to be full ride scholarships. So they're worth $500,000 each. So there is a lot more opportunity over there, and the talent pool's shrinking as concussion and video games come in America. It's that the athletic ability of a broad scale is diminishing, so that's why they're looking further afield as well. So those guys, the NFL Academy is structured on year 11 and 12. If they perform well there, then they're putting themselves in a great position to be offered scholarships to go to the US, that's for sure.
And there obviously is a very established pathway to the NBA, the American Basketball League now, for players from Australia. A lot of them play in that competition. Patty Mills perhaps is the most notable right now. Does Australian gridiron, do you think, have the same sort of potential? I mean, the Americans are pretty fond of an Australian story, if you like.
Yeah, look, there's a huge appetite for it. I just spent a week with the LA universities a couple of weeks ago with 10 of our players, USC and UCLA, and there's a huge appetite for our players. The pipeline is generally through high school and college and probably going to be a lot more prominent now. Like, people are going to hear about it a lot more now. The interest that we're getting from people that know about NFL and know about college football now in Australia and the Pacific as well is pretty overwhelming. You're seeing that the Super Bowl stats out of Australia at 10 o'clock on a Monday on Channel 7, 2.7 million people tuned into the Super Bowl. You can only imagine what it'd be if it was on a Sunday afternoon as well. So there's a huge appetite for it from this end, and there's a huge appetite for our talent from the other end as well.
So why don't we see more NFL exhibition games in Australia? Would that be something that might capture some hearts and minds?
I think so. I think it's definitely on the NFL's radar to bring a game down here. I think that, you know, being in this time zone as well, it's obviously tricky with tyranny of distance, but you've seen in the last few years, and Brett Gosper is an Australian guy is head of the NFL International. They're taking games to Germany, London, they've been there for a while. Brazil's the next event. They've been in Mexico. So you would think that Australia, particularly on our time zone, you know, there's 2 billion people that live on our time zone that would be interested in watching the NFL. I think it's inevitable that it's going to be down here in Australia for sure.
Fascinating to see how this progresses. Wade Kelly is the CEO of Gridiron Australia. Good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Eddie. You too.